Respective viewers, masajid hold a significant, great importance in Islam. Hadith deeply explains the virtues of building, maintaining, and loving masajid, as well as the excellences of attending them to pray, perform itikaf, and carry out other acts of worship. Beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, some people are the pillars of masajids, whilst angels are their associates. Angels seek them if they are absent, visit them if they are ill, and help them if they are in need. Allahu Akbar Kabira. How fortunate those individuals are who are often found in masajid. Oh, they are like the pillars of masajid. Their associates, angels, they look for them. If they don't find them, if they are ill, they go and visit them. Allahu Akbar. And they help them if they are in need. Don't we need such associates? Don't we need the help and madad of angels? Yes, we need. What should we do? We should go to masajid. We should offer salah in masajid. We should go and make our abode in masjid. We should become the pillars of masajid according to this hadith. May it happen. Ameen. Respected viewers, Sufis, how beautifully they explain that a believer is like a fish in a water, whereas a hypocrite is like a bird in a cage inside masjid. So how calm and satisfied a fish remains when in a water, just like that. A believer, when he is in a masjid, he feels satisfied, whereas a hypocrite feels like the way a bird in a cage feels. We just want to get out of that cage. So we should become the believers. We should be happy and satisfied. We should find solace, tranquility when we are in the masjid. Yes, because these are the qualities of believers. And hence is the reason it is disliked for the one to leave the masjid immediately after praying. If Allah Almighty grants one ability, arrive at the masjid early and leave late. And when you are away from masjid, be alert for the sound of adhan and attend the next prayer as soon as the time is over. May Allah give us tawfiq that we become pillars of masajid.